With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to this edition of Don't You Know Who I Am? My name is Josh Earl. What you're about to hear is the second installment from Perth Fringe World, recorded live at the Sail and Anchor at the Fremantle Comedy Factory. It's such a good little venue, so if you're in Perth, make sure you go and support that venue. Hey, I have a bunch of shows coming up all around the country, so if you're in Brisbane, March 7, March 8, I'm doing the podcast as part of the Brisbane Comedy Festival. Make sure you get your tickets as they're almost all sold out. And also March 7 at Fritzenberger, 7 p.m. that evening, the world premiere of Modern Contemporary, my brand new show. So make sure you get tickets to those ones as well. Tickets at joshearl.com.au for all those details. Also, if you're in Canberra, I'm coming for the first time with the podcast with on March 21. As part of the Canberra Comedy Festival. Also that evening I'm doing Josh Earl Talks, which I just did in Perth. If you're in Perth, thank you so much for everyone who came out. I had such a great week of shows there at the Megamouth, so massive thanks to anyone who came out. It was really cool. And also Melbourne, I'm doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival once again. Just realised 15 years. So I have the run of shows for Modern Contemporary, 8:15 every night at the Victoria Hotel, 7:15 Sundays, no shows Mondays. So when I say every night, not every night, five nights out of the seven. And also I'm doing five podcasts, four at the European Beer Cafe Sundays at 4 and one on April 8 at 10 o'clock at Max Watts there as part of the Festival Club. Now I've been saying it's 11 o'clock. It's not. They told me it's 10 o'clock. So earlier we'll be able to get home. It's a school night. Get home early. Now, this is the big 200th episode, so this will be a huge, huge one. That will also be the last weekly one, then we go monthly after that. So the next two podcasts we do as part of the Comedy Festival will come out like in end of April, end of May, so that'll be fun. What else do I want to say? If you are a Patreon subscriber, you can get your free bonus episode. Went out last week. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Another one's going to come out very, very soon as well, another February one. If you want to hear these, all you need to do is be a $5 or more Patreon subscriber. You'll get weekly writing. Well, at the minute it's bi-weekly writing, but I'll pick it up. Don't worry about that. That's a good little thing for me. And bonus episodes, full episodes of the podcast as well. Also, during Comedy Festival, you will get all the shows the day after they happen, unedited as well. So that's something if you can't make it to the shows, pay $5 a month and you can get all the unedited stuff, all the stuff that is too litigious to say in a broadcast. Also, if you can't afford to do Patreon and you want to help out the podcast, you can always help spread the word. Go on iTunes or wherever you can leave reviews for podcasts. Leave a very positive review. That'll get it up in the algorithm and more people will get their ears on it. That's all I need to say. Thank you everyone who's been listening. Thanks everyone who came out to this show in Fremantle and both shows actually. The crowds there were lovely. One more thing. I've got t-shirts for sale as well. If you'd like to get a t-shirt, head over to joshearl.com.au and click merch or t-shirts. It's all there and I can send them out to you because they look very, very cool. Enjoy this episode. Hopefully I see you at one of the live shows. Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and we're recording this live from Perth. Yay! Although, to Perth people, we're recording this live from Fremantle. Yay! Didn't realise. Sorry, guys, I didn't know it was a separate city. I thought it was just a suburb. It's like when you're in Melbourne, you're like, oh, it's in St Kilda. No, okay? Who drove from somewhere other than Fremantle today? Great, thank you, thank you, thank you. I drove from Duncraig, okay? And can I just ask, all right, I've been driving all week. The speed limit's just a guide. They're not really a limit, are they? Because on the Reed Highway, the Warwick Highway, no one's driving the speed limit. Everyone's like, it says 80, but everyone's going 100, and I feel like I'm the biggest nerd in the world. Is that... Great, okay, good to know, okay. Hey, if this is your first time to the podcast or first time ever listening to it, make some noise, yes? Yay! Excellent. So what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them about their lives. But before I do that, what I do every week to start the show is I search for other Josh Earls in the world and see what they're doing. Okay, and if you've never heard the show before, there's a monkey in the San Diego Zoo called Josh Earl who got separated from his Labrador kind of like friend because the monkey got to an age where he couldn't be trusted around other animals. And but this one is a good one. So this week, my name's been blowing up on Instagram this week because there's not me. It's an American candy store called Josh Earl Candies who were doing the really hard sell for Valentine's Day, really trying to sex up their Valentine's Day fudge packs. So... Don't Google Josh Earl fudge packs, please. Hey, what I do, I get four very funny people, so let's meet them now. Our first guest, she shares her name with a UK hairdresser who owns her own salon called Hair by Nikki. Can you please welcome to the podcast, it's Nikki Britton, everyone! Hey, Nikki, how you doing?
Hey, Josh and everyone. I'm good, how are you?
Good. Did you know about...
Nailed it. Bit of physical comedy off the top, which always works well in a podcast.
That's why you come to the live shows, people.
Sorry, guys. Right? Yeah, chairs are very hard.
Good. It's a very high chair.
It's a very long dress as well.
I don't know how our fourth guest is going to go climbing up on the chair, but that's fine. We'll get there. We'll get there. Sorry. You'll find out who she is in a second. Hey, did you know about Hair by Nikki?
No!
Yeah, and Nikki spells her name with two K's and an I.
Yep. Well, my parents did it like that.
Okay, yeah. And she spells it exactly like
that. I've chosen
like that
to continue the trend.
Exactly like that as well.
Wow. Yeah. I've met a handful of Nikki's who spell it that way, and I've named that from birth.
Yep.
Like maybe two others in my life. But then the last name as well, because that's a double T-O-N, yeah. And that's pretty rare, guys. It's pretty rare, is what I'm saying.
Hey, also joining us is a man who shares his name with the senior relationship manager at the Launceston Westpac branch. Can you please welcome from Perth, it's Andrew Wolfe, everyone.
Hey, guys. How you going? Thanks for having me on.
How are you doing? So this is my old bank. I used to bank at Launceston Westpac branch. So Andrew Wolfe may have said you've got no money in your bank.
Well, there you go. I'm sure he's stealing money, probably, fraud. But that's amazing, eh? I thought you were going to do someone else. There's another one in Perth, Andrew Wolfe.
Is there another?
Yeah, much more successful guy. He's a doctor.
So. Maybe I tried to book him and I got you by mistake. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Our next guest is another first-timer to the podcast. He shares his name with another Perth man who is the manager of an aged care facility. Can you please welcome John Pinder, everyone?
Yay!
All right. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Now, this is good. None of you three have been on the show before.
Never.
No.
So it's good. I got to go all through. And so there's a lot of John Pinders out there.
Yeah, there are. There was one, he was like the founder. I think he was like one of the beginning founders of the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
He was,
And sometimes I'll meet like people at gigs that have been in comedy a long time, like Tom Gleason or something like that, and they always go, did you know that there was another, like, more important John Pinder who has just done heaps more than you? You're like John Pinder 2.0. You're like, shit, John Pinder.
Thanks for pointing it out.
You're
like the Bali version.
Yeah, I'm like Bali John Pinder.
Same.
Adidas.
And finally is a comedian who shares her name with a Sunshine Coast real estate company. Can you please welcome, for the first time, it's Rose Callahan!
Yeah, Rose!
Okay, how are we going?
Here we go.
Oh, mate.
For the listeners, I got on the chair. That's what they're cheering for. I'm a petite lady. Yeah, Rose Callahan Realty, bane of my existence.
Oh, really?
Oh, take it, that SEO, search engine optimization, disaster. Oh. But they closed, so now I'm number one on Google. So fuck you, Rose Callahan Realty.
It's still number one.
It's not. Google
says different.
Google it.
I did, Rose. That's how I got it.
Okay, Okay, is Google showing me a different Google than your Google?
I think that's how it works sometimes.
Maybe, does, maybe you've just Googled your name more times and clicked on your own links than you ever did the realty.
But she's...
Well, I'm not going to buy property from them, so fuck them. I'm in the market in Queensland. I'm going to buy property one day.
All right, our first game this afternoon is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. Mm. If you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers, okay?
Okay.
You can't buzz in for your own ones.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yep, that's...
Dominate.
If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person who actually wrote the tweet... they get the point. So you don't lose points. So just go nuts. Go wild.
Great.
Okay. So here we go. Here is the first question for episode 193.
I'm already confused by the rules. If I get it, I'll make a mess of this. I really apologise.
Well, you've got the easiest name to
it's
say.
A disclaimer.
So you should be able to
yours
beat
is the quickest.
Else.
Oh, no, I know how to say my name.
Just practice. Let's just do a trial run.
But you're not supposed to say your own name, are you?
So you can't
is your own
points?
Name your buzzer?
You say your own name to...
your own names are your buzzers.
Okay.
You can't buzz in for your own post.
Yeah. So if I hear my own post, I don't go, John, that was me.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Oh, my
spoils
God.
The game.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all I will call you a dead shit, and that's all. Question one. Who's bagging a seeing eye dog shit?
Nikki.
Yes, Nikki.
Andrew Wolf.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, definitely. It's got to be Andrew Wolf.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. That's why I thought it was Wolfie.
Well, also, it did not go well. Hey?
Also that Andrew was quiet for that long. I was like, it's definitely him. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, I finally worked out that the joke doesn't work at all. Who wrote that shit?
I think I stumbled on it. I think it was a good one.
I think if it's like full of derision for humanity, that's a clue for Andrew Wolf's.
You've been tweeting too much lately.
I
there's
know.
A lot.
Well, I'm trying to make up for lost time.
Yeah, good on you.
He's just joined it, yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Yeah, trying to make up for lost time.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, question two. In primary school, I was so bad at sport, the school nurse made my mum come down to the school for a serious chat because she thought there was something wrong with me.
Andrew, yeah, that would be Rose.
You are correct.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I got on the chair. Why did you think it was me?
I knew. We all knew. The crowd knew.
Yeah, I did. I did think it as well, but I thought, I'm not going to say it because she will be angry at me.
Yeah. Well, look at my sporty hat, you know? Yeah.
You are sporty.
I'm good at sports.
How bad are you at sport, though? Or was it just because you were short? Is that why that you picked last?
Stop short shaming me.
No, because I'm
Josh,
short too.
You're not that tall.
Are you good at sport? Or?
I'm really fucking.
Are you really?
No, but
hand-eye coordination is not my strong suit. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's an ADD thing as well. You know, you've got two ADD people on your podcast.
Yeah, but
as well.
I can catch. Yeah. Them.
I was going to say guess, but obviously it's Wolfie.
But have you seen, most comics are not good at sport, hey? Have you seen Judd Apatow pitching thing? Has any of you guys seen this?
No. Sam Taunton's good at sport.
He does the opening pitch and he can't throw. Like, who the fuck, there's 40,000 people there. They go, can you throw the ball? And he does that and it just sort of limps and rolls down the ground. You watch the clip.
That's You'll a bit, though. Yeah, he'll make that true. Into a bit.
I used to play in a fun kind of Sunday morning basketball kind of thing with a bunch of comics. And... we all took it very seriously because we're all in our 30s. And so bad. I'm going to cut this out. But he was so bad. And at one point, I stole the ball off him and then kind of just gave it back to him. And you could tell he fucking hated it so much. And he kind of just walked off the court and said, nah, there's no point. You're making fun of me.
I got bullied a lot in school. Anyway, and they used to pick me last on purpose because I would always cry. Also because I was very bad at it. And then everyone would just go, it's all your fault. It's all your fault.
That's horrible.
It's all your, yeah, I know, bastards. Isn't that? It's kind of, it was brutal.
Horrible.
So now I'm a stand-up comedian.
I used to play football when I was little and I wasn't good at it. I was very timid and... I would get picked last as well. What they would do it in our school, it'd be like primary school, so it'd be just a swarm of kids. It wasn't proper football. Just a swarm of kids chasing a ball, and they just slung me in goals because I was useless at it. I wasn't fast. I had no control. I was just shit. Couldn't tackle people. And then one of them decided they'd take a little chance to score a goal from way up the field, and he booted this ball, and it sailed through the air. At the time, because I was very timid, my dad was always shouting at me because I couldn't head a ball. Do you know what I mean? You have a flinch instead of heading it. You know that thing? You know, instead of heading the ball. And then I thought, because it was like coming at me and I was the only one there, I was like, this is my chance. I'm going to head this ball. And that turned out to be a basketball and I fucking concussed myself. It did.
It's all your fault.
Just drilled me into the ground like fucking Concord. I just, you know.
All right, next question. Question three. Fuck's sake, Eileen. Come on.
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
John?
You are correct.
Because it had the.
Why though?
Accent.
Why?
Fuck's sake, Eileen.
Oh, yeah,
come
yeah, on. Yeah. Yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah.
Just yeah. Tell.
She should, though. She should come on. But dude, that tweet blew up.
It did. It was like, a big one.
How many did you get?
That was my first tweet, successful tweet. You look at any of my other tweets, they've all got like
pinned?
3, 4.
Did you pin it?
Yeah, Simone Springer taught me to pin it. I didn't know what pinning it was, but she pinned it.
You put the best one at the top and you just look at that one. That's a good one.
Question 4.
Fluked it.
Anxiety is just depression having a dance.
Rose.
John.
Yes, Rose.
Wolfie.
You are correct.
Yes. Mental health stuff, that's Wolfie.
I'd have beat you to that if I hadn't forgotten my name. I nearly went, Wolfie!
You really get a vibe for people in this show. You really, people play their brand. Okay, so, next question. Do I want a relationship or do I really just want someone to spoon me during the scary bits in Stranger Things? Hard to say.
John.
Yes, John.
Wolfie.
No, it's Nikki Brown.
I wish it was Wolfie. Yeah, I want that to be true of you.
Yeah. Will you spoon him during Stranger Things?
Always. I'll spoon him anytime he wants.
Okay,
love
well, there's a deal.
I'll spoon you now if you want.
It still rings true. I also just want someone to blame for being late. You know what I mean? You know when you show up to an event and other people are like, oh, sorry, the kids were playing up. I'm like, Grant's mum called just before we left the house. I'm like, well, yes, it was me, wasn't it? Don't want to be here.
All right, next question. Hey, ladies, how about we do away with this every month thing and once a year we just have a super period where we connect an industrial pump to a skip that we hired and just get rid of it all in one go?
John!
Nikki!
Streamline things, if you will. Yes, John.
No, go on, you do it.
All right, Nikki. You are correct. Yeah, point there for Nikki, yes.
What? I feel like I was a 50-50.
I mean, you know, it was between
us. Oh, it was a very brave call from these two guys in the middle.
I was going to say Wolfie again.
Real allies.
All right, next question. It is the year 2021. The world is overrun by plastic bags and every white male has a Joker tattoo. There are no more turtles or girlfriends.
Rose. Wolfie?
No, it was John. John gets a point.
Yeah. I'm proud that you thought that was Wolfie because he writes good tweets.
I feel like it was too long form for Wolfie. Wolfie's really like one sentence.
I would have been distracted by then. And
yeah,
run
exactly.
Off.
Are you insulted by it?
That
Rose thought that was your tweet.
Ah, I love that.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
Great tweet.
Question 8. As a kid, you're scared at night. Then you grow up and realise it's the days you should be really worried about.
Ooh. Nikki.
Yes, Nikki.
Wolfie.
You are correct. Yes, Nikki, yes.
And that works on stage, so you guys should have laughed.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I fucked up 2 of your reads.
Nah, I'm so sorry.
Are you getting a vibe for him now? Are you going?
Yeah.
You better give me some laughs or I'm going to drop a compliment.
You got to shout them, Josh. You got to shout them. Just shout them like you mean them.
No, you need to go out on a bender for 5 days before and then shout it.
And then read
it.
Yeah.
That's the secret recipe.
Question 9. If there's one thing I love in this life, it's flyering. Ooh, mama, what a thrill.
Andrew, that'll be Nikki.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, well,
that could be any of us. Yeah. That's all
it
of us.
It could have been any of us.
Yeah, that's easy.
Everyone knows what we talk about when flying. You've probably been bombarded with flyers at the Pleasure Garden or even here today.
I'll be flying on the way out, guys. Get
and your show's done.
Like, yeah, yeah. I just like doing it, really.
Yeah. Yeah, he did tweet the same thing, but he properly meant it.
Yeah.
And our last question for the round. If you ain't afraid of no ghost, why don't you fucking bust it yourself?
Nikki.
Yes, Nikki.
John Pender.
You are correct. It was John,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Because all of mine say fucking in them. That's how I get the laugh. Oh, that's not that funny. I better swear. People like it better if I swear, innit?
Fuck yeah.
See what I mean?
At the end of the round, the scores are John Pinder on 1 point. Give up for John.
Woo!
Rose Callahan on 2 points.
Yeah.
Andrew Wolf also on 2 points, but in the lead on 5 points, it's Nikki Britton.
I don't like this game now, man.
I do. This is fun. No,
well, this round.
I'm competitive. No, I'm just.
This round, that noise is good, because this round is called Get Your Motor Running. Now, it's
how much did you have to pay that guy? To
it's where my whole budget's gone. So, new game, same rules. In this round, we're talking about driving and all the fun that comes with it. And today, we're talking about a young Andrew Wolf. Now, when Andrew was a younger man, he and his friends used to take advantage of the RAC roadside assist. But what exactly did they do? Was it A, when Andrew had had too much to drink, he would go out to his car and disconnect one of the wires on his motor. RAC had a free towing service and they would come out and tow him back home. He would sit in the back waving out the window like he was the Pope.
Licking the glass.
Was it B, when the RAC arrived, he and his mates would all be standing around with the bonnet open and scratching their heads. When the guy asked what the problem was, they would say very earnestly, "We don't know how to close the bonnet."
Bit of a prank.
More often than not, the RAC guy would believe it, that they were that stupid. Or C, one of Andrew's mates was a mechanic and would remove the entire motor, the engine. When the RAC turned up, they would ask Andrew what the problem was. He would say, "It just stopped working." They would lift the bonnet, see it empty, and Andrew would continue the lie that they were that he was driving, and all of a sudden it just stopped.
A great car. Now,
I don't believe you're that good at acting.
Now,
what's this?
Can you really drive?
No, I can't drive at all. I don't have a car. No, I can drive. What's this?
Now, one of these is true. Okay, one of these is actually true, and you guys have to ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, because if you get it wrong, he gets your point.
Yep.
Okay.
So you don't have to answer together. You can answer A, you can answer B, you can answer C. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
What is... Do you know how to disconnect things from a car?
Mate, it's easy. You just pull the wires.
No, then.
No, it's not that hard. Hey, I'll show you. Down, we'll get a tow on the way.
Yeah, okay.
We'll just give you the tow.
It's
very easy to do, dude. Especially if you're in an old car. I had like a crappy car. I think it was sort of semi-missing a door. We'd spray painted it. So they thought it was a bomb. Do you know? So they believed, like, fuck, not even going to bother.
I want to see your impression. Just say I work for the RAC, right? And I'm like, oh, and you're just saying, you're like, oh, just stop with the engine thing. I'm like, there's no engine.
It's just a prank, you know? It's like adult doorknob.
Are you going to act as well? Are you going to be the guy?
Yeah.
Mate, there's no motor in
here. Hey, there's no motor in here.
Okay, yeah, mate. Hey, thank you. It was going so well, mate. We took it to a bike ramp. No, yeah, I don't know.
I do. I think I...
I don't know what's going on, mate. My parents sold me this car.
The getting a lift one, though. So, wait, what... Can you explain that one
to
me again?
Well, basically, RAC does free towing within 10Ks. So if you had a house party, you could just tee it up, you're hammered, they come in, and if you're in a bomb, they're like, oh, fuck, okay, we'll just tow you. They get a tow. And then, you know, you're not drink driving and you get your car home. So.
That is actually quite...
To be honest, you guys should be looking into this right by now.
Yeah. The intelligence, I don't know if that
it's
sounds like
smart,
you.
Dude.
But getting drunk at the party, that
it's a good
does...
loophole.
Yeah, that's it. Very on brand.
What was being
here? Yeah.
B was when they arrived, the bonnet was up, and they'd say, "We don't know how to shut the bonnet."
I don't think.
We don't know.
That also sounds like.
I don't know. What were you getting out of the bonnet gag?
I was trying to date a guy from our own store. Just kept getting him down there. No, it was just pranks, man. It's like door knocking for adults. You know, when you're drunk, just have a laugh.
Sure. It's very just convoluted, though. Don't you usually have to wait like 3 hours for them to come?
Yeah,
and you're like,
well, actually, so in defense of that, sometimes Wolfie will do a thing that takes an extraordinarily long time for his own amusement. Like at Christmas time, was it Christmas time? He bought me a fucking drone. Because we had Secret Santa and he bought me this drone.
That's a
it
good
must
present.
Have taken us, it, yeah, it was from like, it was like a little white helicopter drone.
Man.
It was good. He goes, "I'm like a kid, mate. I'm like a kid. I love this stuff. Right? And he starts getting in there trying to do the battery. How long did it take to get the battery
took
sorted?
A while, man, to get
about an hour. Something like that. He would not give up. People are socializing. He's there like sweating with a screwdriver doing his thing.
Yeah.
Then we did it. Try to get it off the ground. We got it off the ground. Was it you that was flying it?
Yeah, I flew
and
it.
And he just flew it away into
I
the
flew
sky.
It away from wave goodbye to your
friends. I didn't even get a go of it. Not one go did I get. My daughter was crying.
I saw it eventually and the lights just went out and disappeared.
It disappeared. But
like, eat shit, mate.
But then he went to look for it. It would have been like this thing went high. Yeah, where was it from? Kmart, but it went high and far. It would have been four suburbs away.
Yep.
And he went out on foot. I'll find it. I'll find it.
Yeah,
and just trundled off.
To get cigarettes, to be honest.
Yep. Just like my dad said he did. Oh no. Yeah.
I don't know.
Feel like it's got to be one.
You're saying, as in one of them or A?
A. Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be one of them. I think I know how the game works. I think
it's got to be A, because the enthusiasm you said, just not sure if everyone picked up earlier on, you just said, yeah, and they drive us away like the Pope. We were sitting in the back seat, then you added in and licking the windows.
Yes.
And detail of yours with the enthusiasm you delivered,
that
it, I feel like.
That is very wolfy. And I saw that night that you got an Uber because you were particularly drunk that night. We came out of the Comedy Lounge and you were on the floor.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that?
No,
it was when I was dancing with Dave Callan and I was singing Oasis songs.
Oh, yeah, that was a good night.
And then we come out and you'd done a sick. You were like, oh, I have to lie down here, just on the pavement, you know?
Yeah.
And then you got you an Uber.
And then you suddenly
came back to life in the Uber. And you were waving, like that was the detail that made me think that's the true one. You were out the window, out the back of the Uber going, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Suddenly a second wind and pointing at a lady who was doing nothing wrong on the street going, look at this idiot.
No way. I did not do that.
So you're going to lock in A?
I'm going to lock in A.
Nikki's locking A. John, what are you going to lock in?
I'd like to lock a horrible
mistake. Do I have to go for a different one?
No, you don't have to go for a different
it's
one.
Definitely
you
A. A all day.
I'm going for the engine one.
You're going for C. Engine.
Yeah. Engine's a lot of fun.
The correct answer was A. Yes, you're right.
The great move, guys. Give it a try.
That is so you. It's so you.
How many roadside assists do you get a year?
No, you get free. Unlimited.
Unlimited. Poor.
You guys look it up, 10K.
They're going to go out of business after this podcast comes out.
It's unlimited.
If RAC are going out of business, it's because of the Royal Auto magazine that no one ever opens. Like that is... yeah. Do you get that? Has anyone ever read Royal Auto? It comes in the mail, you chuck it out, it is the biggest waste of space.
Right. All right,
at the end of that round, the scores are Rose, still on 2 points. Give it for Rose, everyone. John on 2 points, Andrew on 3 points, and Nikki on 6 points. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What a jerk.
All right. This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. Everything is true, you say yeah. Everything's a lie, you say nah. If you're right, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person who the fact is about, they get the point.
Okay.
Okay, you ask them as many questions as you can.
Okay.
We need to get till five. Yeah. Okay, so to Andrew. Now, last year, in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Nikki got her hair cut. To avoid saying she was a comedian in town for the festival, she thought she'd entertain herself and pretend to be from Wales.
Yep.
Right near the end of the haircut, Celia Piccola came in, saw Nikki, and started talking to her. Nikki didn't drop the Welsh accent, and Celia just went along with it.
This is so good! Okay, well, I know you're good with accents, so I already know this. Like, you do Irish, Welsh. Do the Welsh.
Do one, yeah.
Welsh is not my best. I pulled it off on the day, but Welsh is not my best.
So say something in Welsh, like, hey, it's not a potato or some shit.
I've been waiting here all year.
That's a banger Welsh accent. That's a good Welsh accent.
If anyone's got kids, that's like Postman Pat level good. That is...
Yeah.
Fireman Sam.
What did Celia say when she came in? Like, she interacted with you? She said, pleased to meet
you? Yeah, well, Celia and I haven't done heaps and heaps of gigs together. Yep. So she came in and she was like, hey, mate. And I was like, oh, hiya. Because the woman was there. She was cutting my hair out. Like, I couldn't drop it. And Celia was, like, in the mirror, so I could see her in the mirror. And she was looking at me, and, like, I could see that Seals was just like, oh, what's happened here? And she wasn't sure if, like, then she was concerned that it was not the person that she thought it was.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, that's so good.
She did know it was me, and she was just like, ah, well, we're all fucking idiots.
It would have been so...
ah, well, maybe sure. She's Welsh now.
Dude, it would have been so good if she answered in a Welsh accent. Yeah. Celia immediately jumped in the gag. That's definitely true.
You're going to say yeah?
Yes, 100%.
You are incorrect. It was a lie.
Oh!
Someone's been to acting school.
Yeah, that was
That is Oscar worthy.
Oh, well,
that was brilliant. Good acting.
Thanks, guys.
I wrote the question. I knew you were very good at Welsh accent because we did that gig together where you and Xavier were a couple and Lloyd Langford was Xavier's... What was he playing?
He was playing Xavier's scrotum.
No, his gooch.
Oh, his gooch.
Xavier got his gooch removed.
Yeah.
Xavier McLean's Perth's own. And, but your accent was as good as Lloyd's accent, who's actually from Wales.
That is very sweet of you. Weirdly, I was going for a Mancunian accent that day. Okay, so that's the thank you though. I got nothing more to say. Please continue.
I'm gonna move on. So to you now, Nikki.
John here.
Oh yes. Hello.
As a tattooist, and in his job, he has tattooed many things. But last year, he tattooed a scrotum. Yeah or nah?
Oh.
Ask him questions.
Oh, well, is it what areas of the body are illegal to tattoo in Australia?
Inside. Do you know, I think anything on the inside of you probably, but I don't actually know.
Because
nobody ever asks for anything that's so outrageous that it's like, I'm sorry, mate, I can't do that, that's illegal.
Like a tattoo on the scrotum.
I know technically hands and feet are technically, because apparently they're owned by the Queen.
Yeah, apparently
one of these really archaic laws that like the royal family own everyone's hands and feet.
Sorry to the Queen for what I've been doing.
That's how I ended up here. They booted me out. They were like, "We'll not have that, sir."
The Queen's got some surprises.
What are they tattooing on the ball bag? That's the question.
Yeah, what did they get tattooed on the ball bag?
What did they get tattooed on the scrotum? Hell's bells.
Oh, that is good. That is good.
The words?
Hell's on the right bollock, bells on the
left. Did they shave it, or did you have to?
I insisted they shave it because I looked forward to shaving a pair of bollocks less than I enjoyed looking...
Tattooing.
Like, yeah. Because I don't know how to shave. Bear in mind, this was at a time when I was still married, I didn't shave my bollocks then.
I'd never groomed anything.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, it's a new world, isn't it, Rose? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Things are different.
You have
now.
To wash them. You have to wash them.
If you take photographs, you have to pop filters on. Do you know what I mean? It's all modern and trendy now.
You have to remove the cheesy layer.
Oh no, I never will remove the cheesy layer.
You don't have to do it.
You don't have to. You can still work with a cheesy layer.
You don't even have to take a photo of it ever, to be honest.
What if you need to see it from another angle?
You do. You're not sending that to anyone though.
No, of course not. Why would I do that?
Oh,
people don't need to see that, mate.
Look, people have done it. I'm not going to say I've received them, but you know, there's been a few times where I've seen my inbox just with a fucking hairy mate chandelier.
When I got
screaming at me from the screen.
Awful. I feel bad just sometimes. You're just like, oh, I love what you've done with the curtains. They're always wearing tracksuit pants that are like pulled down. It's so disgusting.
Never show it to us, guys. This happened
to my ex-wife. When we split up, she goes, "You'd be surprised how many of our friends have sent me pictures of their willies."
You guys are close still. She's like, oh my God, babe, check out this dick pic I got. Oh, yeah, crazy.
Well, she did. She was like heaps of our friends. She goes, "I won't tell you their names, but you know quite a lot of them."
Maybe it's like a sympathy, condolences about your lost marriage thing.
It's like, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm so sorry that you and John split. I thought it was going to go well, you know. But, you know, I'll take fucking, you know.
Sorry. Did you... John... You and Wolfie are good friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Ow.
I could tell which one was him from the penis. Do you know what I mean?
The penis was yelling.
You know that? Thing about people, they start to look like their pets. The same is true of penises. I could pick his a mile away. It was being towed by a fucking RAC. I'm going high.
Waving.
A mile away. That's a good review.
10K.
So what do you
Hell's think? Bells. I reckon it's true.
You are correct. Yes, it was true. Yes.
And here they are right now.
So, okay, let's talk us through this. How
All right.
Let's get into it.
Because the skin would be quite sensitive.
Horrendous. Awful.
So how do they do it? Like, does he just zip it out?
Okay, so I tell you what happens.
How much did you have to stretch it too?
Yeah, I can explain the details of that as well. It's ridiculous, right?
This man's just shaking his head. Man in the front row, just like, I'm going to have to leave soon.
Someone did tweet before, hey, I'm bringing my parents to this. Is it going to be a PG show? So, who was that? Who brought their parents along? Oh. Where are they?
But that's a question.
Do they know what you've been doing with the Queen's hands?
Did they ever shield you from inappropriate things? Because if they didn't, you don't owe them that courtesy.
I once dated a real estate agent, and it problem
from
already.
From Rose?
No, not from Rose. They're my least favourite real estate agency. And he had Hail Satan tattooed under his lip.
That's where you put awful things. Yeah, if you're going to get a tattoo, if you need to get a swear word or something, that's where you put it. You put it on the inside of your
lip. For the listener, under their lip.
Hey?
This is going out to more than just...
I forgot about that. I thought it was just
so
in the
present. So is that legal in Australia? Can you do that in the inside the mouth?
I don't
know
what's legal and what's not. I just do what I feel like, me.
Don't you? He's like, sometimes I clean the needles, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. I don't know what's legal.
Was that me as well?
Yeah. That was you. That was... I'm from Manchester.
That was Welsh, that.
All right, so, Nikki, you got the point. No, to John now. Now, Rose used to work at a ski resort in America on the lifts. One time, while she was working, she caught a child falling from the sky and possibly saved this kid's life. Yeah or nah? You can ask her questions.
Nah. Right, let me just...
What? You're supposed to think about it for a little while, okay?
Right, pretend I didn't say no.
I know that hand-eye coordination hasn't been my strong suit in the past.
Did you say...
We've already talked about the ball skills.
Did you say in America or Canada?
In America.
In America, a ski resort in America?
Yeah.
You were living there at the time?
Yeah, I was doing a ski season.
You were skiing or you were
a
working
snowboarder.
There? I can see you snowboarding.
Huh? Yeah.
I can actually see you snowboarding.
Yeah. Low center of gravity.
I could see you doing that thing. Right, so you were there and a child fell from the sky.
Yeah.
Not from a ski lift.
No, from a ski lift. They don't just come from the clouds.
Sometimes they do. It depends how religious you are. Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes
babies fall from the sky.
I didn't experience supernatural phenomena.
Well, you wouldn't have had time to think about it anyway, would you? Because babies fall fast from the sky.
Yeah.
Wait, it wasn't a baby, it was a child.
No, it wasn't
how
a baby.
How old was the kid, roughly?
The kid was about 4 or 5 years old.
How old were you?
About 21, 20.
Right, 4 or 5 years old. You would have fallen over catching that kid as well.
Well, Absolutely. Basically, I was a lifty, so that's like we operate the chairlifts. There's different kinds of chairlifts.
Now I'm starting to think it's legit because there's a nickname for it.
Yeah. There's fixed grip chairlifts and there's detachable chairlifts. Guys, would I make that up on the spot? That's very technical. And so we would like get all the people on. I did get fired from my other job. That's why I was doing that.
What was your other job?
I was a ticket collector.
I was a baby thrower.
A ticket seller.
Why'd you get fired from being a ticket seller?
For giving away free tickets. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice thing to get sacked for.
Yeah. I almost like got deported kind of thing.
For that?
Yeah, there was this like full on like security lady who would be like, you've got to come down here. And I was like, oh my God. And I made up a story about how like I didn't know that these girls didn't work at the ski resort anymore. And then they let me do the lift job, which is what I wanted to do anyway. Not funny, but you know. Anyway, so like this kid, it's like the ski school chairlift, right? So all the little kids, some of them are like 4 or 5 years old, they're tiny, they wear these little vests and they've got like a handle on the back. No. So when they like, aren't cute. John, he's
you
like,
want,
aww.
You want a kid with a handle, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, you just pull them up,
bastard.
Yeah.
Get on the ski lift.
ski schools where all the drunk parents, you know, like they're like, we're going off to have cocktails here, have my child for the whole day, basically. And then so they wait there and they're with ski school and the chairlift comes around and then you sort of like wait for them to get on and then you sort of grab the thing and you yank them on from the back. But then this little girl was sort of going off and she was like, oh, she was sort of half on. And I was down there by myself, guys. Mm. All right. Usually there's two people. And so I ran after and I was like, no, try to grab her up. But she was like dangling. I swung off the back of the chairlift, right? Fucking MacGyver cunt over here. Yeah. And I was like, whoa. I was like running. I ran down this ramp thing. And there was like, when they train you for being a lifty, right? There's things they tell you, but most people don't have the raw natural instinct that I do, right?
That's cute.
And so there was like these fence things and they've got two poles. This is so specific. No one could make this up. And so they teach you that you can turn it into a net, right? So I'm running down there and then, oh yeah, turn around. The people that are next to like where you get on the chairlift, I'm like, press the red button to stop the
chairlift. You should have been talking heaps quicker in this. Yeah. In this dangerous situation, you should be.
No.
Yeah,
they're like,
just
really?
Say it.
This is an emergency, Rose. Like, yeah. And so they press the button, which stops the chairlift. I just had to get a civilian to do that. And then,
a civilian.
And then there was a lady there.
Some of the scum to do that.
Just one of the peasant people. And yeah, and then so there was another lady there. And so the chairlift's going higher and higher, but it stopped. And this kid's just like dangling in the air going, Mommy, Mommy. We're in America. I also do accents.
How high?
Like as tall as this roof, but this is a podcast.
Oh, you don't even need to talk.
How many meters is that?
That would just no. Yeah, that would just land quite comfortably. How many so it hurt more landing
about
on you.
15 foot, 5 meters or so. I'd say.
Yeah, it was pretty high. And so
no. Laugh lesson.
How high do you reckon? This 2.5? 2.5? 2.5 meters.
Do you know,
no.
Do you know what, Rose? If that had been me, I'd have tried to
head. You're joking. Head the door's higher than 2.5 meters.
Like that's yeah.
Yeah.
This room, that's you could fit a basketball hoop in this room, and that's 10 foot.
This so is trying to undermine my heroic effort.
All right, sorry.
Sorry.
That's a good heroic effort.
Just give me this one thing, okay? I didn't get picked for the sports at school. So anyway, there's a lady there, and I was like, grab the net. And she was like, what? And I was like, come on. And then she grabbed it, and then we made it like a net thing. And at this point, there's like 30 people, bottom of the chairlift. They're all like, oh, my God. The whole ski school.
What's the net like? Like something, the pool sweep sort of net? Like the
no, like a
scooper?
No, like a net. Like, oh, okay. Like you like know, a like net a fishing binning. Net.
Okay, just trying to visualise.
Yeah. Like... And so everyone in ski school's watching, and then so we pull out this net, and then they're going, they're like, let go to the little kid. She's like, Mommy, 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 I hear it in my dreams. Anyway.
Police helicopters are circling at this point.
Yeah, literally, it's just like, yeah, they're broadcasting it live, you know, like the O.J. Simpson wow. chase yeah, kind yeah, of yeah, thing. Yeah, everyone's yeah. like, oh, my God, is she going to catch the kid? And
why
then,
is she talking in slow motion?
Yeah, no, there's something wrong with her developmentally. Yeah, and so then the little kid... dropped in. We caught the kid in the net and everyone clapped. It was incredible. Everyone
that's
was
good. Well
that's
done.
100% true.
Oh my God.
You're going to say true?
Absolutely true.
It was a lie. No, 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 it wasn't.
It wasn't.
That was so
it
good.
Was, it wasn't. It wasn't a lie.
No, it was true. I just wanted to say that.
It's true.
I thought she lied.
No, actually, if you said it was a lie, they would think I was a really good actor. Maybe could get some more roles.
That was brilliant. Good job.
But thanks, Sarge.
John gets a point.
If the kid had fallen, what would it have fallen into?
Soft snow.
Yeah, very soft snow.
Soft snow.
Oh, this is a very dramatic story.
Soft,
just
soft
a
snow.
A sweet little landing on a marshmallow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would have fallen into soft snow and lots of fun.
It just there was a marshmallow pit underneath there, but it would have hurt a lot.
I think you've stopped the kid living their dreams, to be honest. That would have been an
and
awesome
also,
thing.
Like, it's funny, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, amazing, but it was kind of my fault in the first place, you know?
Well,
like,
you put her on the seat.
Yeah, it was definitely my job to make sure she was sitting in the thing.
All right, so John, you got the point there because you got it right. So now to Rose.
Also, can we get a tape measure to measure the ceiling? Because it's doing
halfway
my
halfway through
in.
Rose's story, Nikki's like, look, I can tell her she's like
it's,
doing her fingers.
It's 5.5 to 6. This is my call.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Now, to Rose.
Okay.
When Andrew was working in an office, they were doing a
that
secret...
That doesn't make sense. No, just kidding.
They were doing a secret Santa. Andrew was under yes.
It was a drone. Yeah.
Andrew was under the assumption that it was meant to be a joke present.
Yep.
He was wrong. So when the woman who received his present unwrapped it to discover a plastic bag full of sand from the smoker's bin, she burst into tears. Yeah or nah?
You look visually anxious just thinking about all the repercussions that happened from the ciggy sand.
I thought it would be funny, hey? Didn't
it is fun. Funny, but I guess it's like there has to be the right crowd, you know? Yeah.
She's very upset.
Don't blame the audience.
She's upset.
So you gave her sand. Did you wrap the sand?
Well, I went and got a Coles bag and then fucking tipped out the cigarette butt shit.
Yeah.
In there. I thought it was funny. Like, you open it up and go, what the fuck? What's this, man? But then it came late in the piece. Everyone was giving, like, good gifts. I'm like, holy shit, a fucking ninja was there like, blender and stuff.
Was there... Usually there's, like, a money, like, it's, like, $10 worth. You're like, that looks like $10 worth of ciggy sand.
Dude, I don't think we had a budget because it was office, right? It was just,
usually
like,
usually there's a budget.
Well, maybe, like, you're not spending more than, like, $50.
What kind of office was it? What kind? What,
it's accounting.
Accounting.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so weird. She didn't have a sense of humor.
I was very stressed, right? Because I saw the gifts getting better and better.
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck. I've committed to the bag. It's coming. This bag's opening. I'm like, this is not going to go well. And she took it as a visual affront. Like, she thought it was a message. Like, you know, like a horse's head in the bed. I'm coming for you, bitch. What's this?
Oh, what did you get for a gift?
I don't remember. Some crap. Secret Santa. What do you get? I don't know.
Like, do you remember what she gave the person that she had?
She gave something good, like those. What are those fruit ninjas or like the
fruit ninjas?
The blend, what are they called? The blending thing.
Like a
blendy sort of ninja. Drink thing.
Nutribullet.
Nutribullet, but like the cheap version. Fruit Ninja.
Sorry, Fruit Ninja.
It's too expensive.
Get onto them. Fruit
That's
Ninja's
too good
a
of
business.
A present. No one's going to give that to
fruit
some
fruit
Jamaican
like
fucking assassin.
Well, maybe it wasn't a Fruit lolly. Ninja. Maybe it was that
this
thing
story
that
is unravelling. It's unravelling before our eyes. I'm going to say it's not true.
It was Coles bags have got little circles as well with things for air to get to them. Sand would have come out of that. There's holes in your story.
So you're going to say nah?
Yeah, nah.
You are incorrect. It was
What is wrong with
stupid.
You?
Is it true?
I was
it's
young
true.
And juvenile.
What
I'm
is
sorry.
Wrong with you?
I was 20. Sorry,
how old was she?
She was older.
Like 50 or something.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I need an image
30.
Of her. I need to know what was going on in her life as she just slowly breaks down.
The worst part was her husband had just died and been cremated. And so when she... No, that's not true. That's not true.
And
so
Wolfie
first was like... It's
He's
him.
Back. John's back.
Why has everyone put their Did cigarettes you? Out in my husband?
He loved his Winnie Blues as well.
He's put on weight.
All right, at the end of that
That's
round...
That's a heaps better present than a fucking drone, bro.
Yeah.
The scores are Rose still on 2 points. Give her a round, everyone. John on 3 points, Andrew on 4 points, and in the lead on 8 points is Nikki Britton.
Wow, Nikki's killing it.
All right, this is our final round for Fringe World. Here we go. This round is called Who, 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 Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers again. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Question one. Who once crashed a houseboat into a heritage-listed steamboat?
Nikki.
Yes, Nikki.
This guy.
No, it was Rose.
Oh, really?
Did ya? How did that go down?
I did. I wasn't the one driving.
But
okay?
You were on the boat.
I was. I can't drive. Surprise.
They didn't teach you that at MacGyver school?
Oh, no, they didn't. Yeah, that was the one thing. Oh, that, again, this was another slow motion event that happened. Because I had my tooth was sore, and so I went to the, like, Albury Hospital, and they just gave me, like, what's that crazy, like, painkiller, like, codeine?
Novocaine?
Like the hardcore one.
Like Tramadol.
Yeah, it was like that. Like,
yeah, we all know our fucking downers, baby.
Anyway, so I was on that stuff and I was like really high from that, like my tooth was sore. Sorry, I'll stop saying tooth. And I took this medication and I just remember, like, why do you just let people have a houseboat and just let them drive it with no training? You know what I mean? This was on the...
Do you not have to do training?
No, they're just like, here you go. They just give you the keys.
Do they?
Yeah.
Because like there's not that much traffic on the Murray River, that's why. Like,
you would think, okay, you would think that. But you can always call up RAC, you know, if you get into trouble. But yeah, anyway, so I just remember, look, there's this huge heritage listed steamboat. It was like 150 years old or something. And I just remember sitting there going like, we're going to crash into that. And it was just the slowest, just like, no. It took like half an hour to crash into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ, can we hurry it
like
up?
Titanic stuff. Did when you're like, oh, I thought it was going to be an explosion.
Yeah,
it was
just like,
not.
Yeah, and bits would just break off the boat.
Did you leave a note on the window?
Yeah. sorry, I've got to run.
Next question. Who is named after one of their parents' exes?
Andrew.
Yes, Andrew.
Nikki.
No, it's John, your very good friend John.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, what happened was, right, my dad insisted that I be called John, right? Even though my mum didn't necessarily want that, my dad was just being a prick about it.
He was like, it's a family tradition. Always the eldest boy is called John in my family.
Like it's something to be real proud of, you know what I mean?
No, we have to call him John,
So my mum compromised. She went, all right, well, we'll call him John, but it's going to be J-O-N. That all right? And he went, yeah, that's fine. Now, John J-O-N was the geezer that my mum was banging just before she met my dad. Apparently he was a musician.
Just before, I'm not sure.
I'm hoping it was John J-O-N, if I'm being honest with you, because he was like a muso. He sounds pretty cool.
Whoa.
John Bon Jovi.
This is
John Bon Jovi.
yeah. God, imagine if he'd been banging my mum. I would say so much stuff to people about that. What a name drop. Do you know, every time it comes, whoa, we're halfway there. He fucked my mum.
Fuck my mum all the way. He went all the way there.
Fuck my mum before my dad fucked it.
Next question. Whose auntie went down on another guest at their sister's wedding?
Oh.
Shit.
Wow. Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Nikki.
You are correct. Yes, put there for Rose.
Yeah. Went down on another, okay.
Well, yeah, it was they didn't have the something blue for the wedding, so she went, I'll provide something blue.
I will do a performance.
How did the story come out?
How did it come out?
Yeah,
I watched it.
Because everyone...
Yeah. Something so blue in the end.
So is your auntie a lesbian?
No. Well, maybe. She wasn't up until that point. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how she identifies. I haven't actually asked her.
So we're talking cunnilingus?
She had a mouthful at the time. Yeah, I couldn't. she was. It was kind of like the after party of the wedding. So we'd had the ceremony and the reception, and it was my sister's wedding. We went away for it, so it was like a destination wedding. So the big, huge house where everyone was staying, we sort of had an after party in the lounge room there, and everyone was sitting around. There must have been about 40 people in the room, music playing, everyone having drinks and a good time. And then I was talking to someone, and I just remember, like, something fly through my peripheral vision.
Oh my God.
And I looked at the ground where it landed, and that was a G-string. And I was like, what's happened here? And I turned around to see my sister's friend and my auntie just sort of like, don't touch me. They were arguing. They were really arguing.
Whoa, this just came from an argument.
Well, this came from an argument. At one point, it got quite physical. The other girl grabbed my auntie on the back of the hair. And, you know, like, she'd had her hair done for the wedding. So it was, like, full of hairspray, bobby pins. Grabbed her, like, dragged her down to the ground. My auntie grabbed her tit, started twisting it. They're both on the ground.
This is hot,
this
guys.
Is so hot.
This is hot stuff.
So
I'm
hot.
Actually into this, yeah.
And then they went to the bedroom. They were like, sorry, babe. Sorted themselves out in the bedroom. And then they came back out. And it turns out they'd really made up in the bedroom, because when they came back out, that was when we got the fling of the G-string, and then they just started rubbing each other's backs, and then I just watched my auntie make her way down this lady's torso.
Really?
And
what's happening with the rest of the crowd? They're still dancing?
Some of them, like, slowly it was just filtering through to watch what was going on.
Oh my God.
I left the room.
You normally save this shit for the bucks night.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, and her auntie went, no cake for me, I'm full. Okay,
oh
so
God.
Next question, we've got to move on.
Why do our arguments never end like that?
They can.
Yeah. The dad in the front row is just looking at me like, what the fuck is...
The people who know me from the cake show and the library show are going, oh boy. Okay, so here we go. So next question. Who recently had a child see them naked and remarked about this person's genitals, what's that button do?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Wolfie.
No, it was John.
It was, yeah. So I was in there.
It was your child.
I've told you the story before, haven't I? Yeah. She had to come in a shower, right? She was only three at the time. It was a couple of years ago. She's only three. And she got a little plastic Peppa Pig telescope with Peppa Pig magazine. Comes free with Peppa Pig magazine.
Is that what you call your doodle?
Not threatening.
It's not an ear. It's what she calls
me. Why
don't
I say doodle? Sorry.
I know,
about
yeah.
That.
And tooth.
My doodle,
tooth as well.
My tooth.
My doodle. Now, she comes in. I'm having a shower. Comes in with Peppa Pig telescope, right, and comes to the window, and she just bung on the window like that. Just bung. And I'm feeling self-conscious now because she's like, do you know what I mean? She's at eye level with my business. Even though it's my kid, do you know what I mean? You're still, this is like an insecurity thing. I'm thinking, oh, this feels a bit weird. Just let her have a look. She's got to learn these things, you know. Just let her, like, look at whatever she's got to, and then she'll probably be on her way. But still feel self-conscious. And then she went, with a big grin like this, she went, like that. And now I'm feeling super self-conscious. About 30 seconds she was doing that before I realised she was looking at a reflection in the glass of the shower, right? Just looking at her own face. So I'm thinking, John, you fucking idiot. Like, you'd be getting all self-conscious about that. She's a three-year-old girl. She doesn't give a shit what's going on. She's looking at herself in a fucking mirror. So I open the shower door to get a towel and get dry and stuff, and she, like, just pointed right at it, like, inches away from it, and went, what's that button?
She didn't press the button, did she?
Didn't press the button. I said, you don't worry about it. You don't press that button, kid. Never press that button. I went out to the bedroom where my wife was, and I went, did you hear what she said in there? She went, yeah. What is that button?
Next question. Who didn't audition where this person and a stranger had to pretend to be old friends catching up over a drink? And the other person, not the person on the panel, blocked this person's suggestion of pouring a glass of wine and said, oh no, I don't drink, even though they were only miming.
Andrew, that'd be Nikki.
No, that was Ro. It was a point off Andrew. Yeah.
It was a Weight Watchers ad. Yeah, I was pretty... I keep, because I'm 37, people keep sending me for like mum role things. But this was a Weight Watchers one. She was like, you girls just improvise, you're two friends hanging out, you know. So it's for Weight Watchers. So I'm like, oh my God, babe, I feel so fat. And then I was like, oh, you know, girl stuff. And then I poured the mime imaginary, like if I went like this to you, is it wine? What would you say? Yeah, exactly. Well done. Oh, my God. Nailed it. Yeah. Nailed it. And so I said, wine. And she was like, oh, no thanks. I'm just like, how nerdy do you have to be? Like, what are you, like, mime driving home after this? Are you, like, mime in AA or something? Yeah.
All right, moving on. Next question. Who had a job at 16 writing the safety slogans in the newspaper?
Safety slogans.
Safety slogans in the newspaper.
What are safety slogans?
We'll find out when someone buzzes in and then we know who it is. I'll give you a hint. All the
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Nikki.
No, it was Andrew Wolf.
Yeah. Did you really?
That makes no sense.
I used to do the Constable Care ones.
What's a safety slogan? What is
This is a Perth thing that I know because my wife's from Perth. And right. Constable Care was every day in the paper. There's a little slogan. Such as
well, I don't remember.
Like a look
don't
both,
touch
like
knobs
a look
if you don't
ways.
Know their jobs. That's it.
Wait, you get dark things
hang
in
on.
There.
So you were like a comedy writer at 16.
Yeah, you didn't get paid much, like $10 or something if they got in. Like you just submit, and it would go through. Like,
can you remember any of your slogans?
Mate, I wish I remembered now. Now I don't. Now it seems
your
like
response
a
to that, mate. Like it did look like a lie, that didn't it?
And listeners of the show would know that when Constable Care would go out to schools and go to events in the costume, the person in the costume was Mr. Dave Callan.
Oh,
there
really?
You go.
Was it?
That's so good.
And he used to have to tell kids, don't touch knobs if you don't know their jobs.
What does that mean?
Oh!
On the stovetop. Like, don't
touch
the
knob. That's why my hand keeps burning all the
buttons.
Time. Yeah.
All right,
I feel like you just looked at your life and went, oh, I'll write the opposite of everything I do.
No, I definitely did do that. I should have prepared.
You didn't follow any of the safety guidelines though, did you?
Yeah, no.
Next question. Who once travelled across the country for love only to have this person steal their wallet?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Wolfie.
No, it was Nikki.
Oh!
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's happened to me
Bastards.
Before as well.
Has it?
Oh, God.
Yeah, like a guy came back. I took a guy
Why
home.
Why didn't you say you then?
What?
Why didn't you say you then?
It's a different. It wasn't across the country. But he came back to my place, and the next day he stole my wallet and my phone.
Really?
It's like, text me, please, but you can't because you stole my phone.
Yeah. And the same thing happened to you.
I was in Perth actually. I was doing a show in Perth, and we were over here for a few months. And a few weeks into it, met this guy. Went so great. I was living in the hotel, so he just came and we lived together and had this whirlwind, lovely time. I thought it was just a fling, and then I went back to Sydney and it kept going, and it was this long distance thing. And after 3 months he was like, Nikki, I'm in love with you, I want you to be the mother of my children, please can you come back to Perth, like can we try and make this work? And so I didn't have any work on at the time, so I thought, sure. I flew back to Perth and I got off the plane and we reunited. And then we were at the taxi rank, and I got my wallet out to see how much money I have in the taxi, and he grabbed my wallet and ran away.
What?
I no! That's huge. He could have grabbed anyone's wallet.
Was he a homeless person?
It turns out he was.
Yeah. Babe, been there, babe. You're classic. Wow.
I didn't know that at the time, but that's why he was pretty fond of the old hotels.
No, yeah.
Because
it turns so out bad. He'd done time. He was a felon.
Well, you're like, is he homeless or from Fremantle? Who knows? Just kidding. Love you guys.
It's a fun
love
game
you.
To play.
Is he in the John Butler trio or what's happening?
I'm not being funny. That's a fucking long game for a mugging.
Isn't it? It's a
move
real
interstate.
Long game.
Just for he could have nicked anyone's wallet and kept the relationship.
Yeah. He got about $18.50 out of my wallet.
What a
I just remember the slapping of his thongs as he ran along the asphalt. That's the sound I remember.
Fair play to him for being out of running thongs.
Quack, quack.
All right, our last question for the entire game. Here we go. Who once had a friend save their life by pulling a sausage out of their mouth?
John.
Yes, John.
Wolfie.
You are correct, yes. Yes.
Did you choke on a sausage?
I was choked on a sausage. They found me on the lawn just lying there and someone pulled it out. I think my drink had been spiked though, to be fair.
With a sausage.
And then they tried to put me in a car, threw up in the vehicle, and they were like, get the fuck out, you gotta go. And I had to walk home in my underwear, so it wasn't good. I walked past the school and ran into one of our family friends. What's this?
What time was this?
It was 4 o'clock. We drank early, you know.
In
the uni
daytime.
Days.
Okay, good. Wow.
It's uni days.
Four o'clock. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty lit. Getting.
He pulled it out. He said like you're sort of going blue. I didn't know. I was having a great time.
How are you alive?
How not true does it sound? But if you knew him.
All my stories seem made up, but it is true.
Ha! Yeah. The next week he wrote the Constable Care slogan.
Yeah.
Staying safe, me and you. Yeah. Don't fucking forget to chew. That's
yes! Killer!
At the end of the game, the scores are Rose Callahan on 1 point. Go out for Rose, everyone.
Yay! Thanks, guys.
Andrew Wolf also on 1 point. Oh. John Pinder on 4 points, but our winner is Nikki Britton, everyone! 6 points!
She needed a win!
Hey, Fringe is almost over. You got one more show tonight?
I've got one show tonight at 9:10.
Yep.
It's late for a school night, isn't it? But I really hope that you all come. It's called One Small Step.
And you're travelling all around the country?
Yep. Adelaide, Canberra, Melbourne, Sydney, Newcastle.
Great.
Yep.
Give it for Nikki, everyone.
Come on.
Wolfie, where can people see you?
I'm doing Melbourne Comedy Festival. That's it. Life of the Party. Andrew Wolf. Come for some more made up stories, guys.
Awesome. John, where can people find you?
It's going to be Adelaide. I'm doing Adelaide Festival. I'm doing a split bill with Simone Springer called Single, all about relationships and things like that. I'll be there from like the 3rd, I think it's the 3rd to the 9th or something like that in Adelaide.
Awesome. And Rose. Yes, give up for John. Yes,
no, you're all right. Don't fucking worry about it.
I'm doing a rebooted version of my old show, Attention Deficit. Ooh, a pony. And that's in Sydney Comedy Festival and Edinburgh, maybe, if I finish the application on time. I'm directing a show in Melbourne, Steph Broadbridge's show, Female Musical Comedian. So go and watch that.
Awesome. One more time for all the guys. As they leave stage.
Thank you.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.